I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they'd love to hear from you. Give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact. Alternatively, you can talk to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They'd be happy to help. Now, today I am joined by Matt Givanisi, serial entrepreneur, online business owner, has a podcast, moneylab.co, and loads of other things. Mm-hmm. Matt, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. And where geographically are you situated?
I'm in Boulder, Colorado.
So Colorado, that's near the bottom, just slightly left of center. Is that right?
Yeah, slightly left of center. Yeah.
Well, I always say that. I don't know east and west. Geography was never my strong point. What's the weather doing there at the moment?
It's about 68 degrees in September. So, yeah, it's pretty nice. It was a nice day. I had breakfast outside today.
Oh, right. I think it was actually warmer here in the UK. I think we hit about 71.
Oh, that's not that bad. Mm. Usually it's not that bad over there, right? It's not. Does it get hot there?
Yeah, it can do. Yeah, because we're maritime temperate, so we generally our temperatures don't fluctuate very much, but we just get very choppy weather. Whereas where you are, I imagine you get extremes, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Pretty hot. Okay. Right now, tell us a bit about yourself.
So I started in the online space, running a website called swimuniversity.com, which is a website where I teach people how to take care of their pools and hot tubs. Mm. I grew up in the pool industry since I was 13 years old, and then needed to design a website for my rock band that we had. And so I married my pool knowledge with my website ability, my website design abilities, and created Swim University back in 2006. And I've been running that for about, you know, ever since. I don't know how many years that's been, maybe 10 plus. And then I've tried to do different other projects. I've kind of spawned off. I did a personal finance website and podcast, which is pretty popular, called Listen Money Matters. And I ended up doing a coffee website that did really well, and I ended up selling that. I have a home brewing website for people that want to learn how to brew beer. And then I have moneylab.co, where I sort of document and experiment with all of these different things that I do in online business. And that also has a podcast. So I run two podcasts. You know, one about personal finance and then one about online business stuff.
Did you say you did a coffee website?
Yeah, I had a coffee website called roastycoffee.com. I built it from scratch, ran it for 2 years, and then ended up selling it last year.
I love coffee.
Yeah, same. Who doesn't?
Right. I want to talk about, I want to focus in on affiliate marketing today. We're not going to go massively down into sort of details. I just want to have a sort of fairly sort of aerial chat about it. Just tell us what you're doing in affiliate marketing right now.
So I have swimuniversity.com, which is majority of the income, 70% of the income comes from affiliate marketing, specifically the Amazon Associates program.
Yeah.
So all of it really comes from Amazon, which I know a lot of people don't make a lot of money with Amazon, but I do. And I've been able to do that because we get a lot of traffic to the website over all these years. And I've done that with two other sites as well. So I sort of specialize in that field, and I developed a plugin for myself a few years ago, probably about 4 years ago now, didn't have a name. It was just, it wasn't even really a plugin at the time for my WordPress site. It was just like, I just kind of hard coded it in my theme because I have, I'm slightly dangerous when it comes to code. So I wouldn't call myself a programmer, but can get things done. And I developed this thing that would tap into the Amazon API and it would pull down the image, the price, and it would update the price every hour. And I would be able to display these affiliate links in my website and it increased my conversion rate like crazy. And so I ended up turning that into a plugin a few years later just for myself. And then I turned it into another plugin where I sold it publicly. And that has become my my plugin called GetLasso.co, which you can find it at GetLasso.co. And it's an affiliate marketing management tool. It manages all your affiliate links, but it also lets you display them, you know, beautifully across your website. And it works for any affiliate program, not just Amazon. I just happen to use it specifically for Amazon on all of my sites, except MoneyLab, of course. MoneyLab, I use it for all different kinds of like software programs and stuff that I'm affiliates for. So yeah, majority of my income comes from affiliate marketing. And I just try to be as transparent and as honest as possible when I'm writing articles or I'm developing video content that, yes, you're about to click an affiliate link. Yes, I've used this product before in my life. Yes, I highly recommend this product, not just because they have a good affiliate program. That's always just a bonus for me. You'll see a lot of people out there who promote, you know, products just because they have a killer affiliate program, but then don't actually use it themselves. Bluehost is a great example of that. You see a lot of people pitching Bluehost, when I know for a fact these people are not using Bluehost to host their own websites.
Yeah.
And so I tend to just have a moral stance when it comes to affiliate marketing. And that comes through in my writing and it allows people to trust me. And it's what gives me the conversion rates that I have.
It's interesting, actually. By the way, just going back to the first thing we were talking about, well done with that plugin. That's not bad for someone that's a bit dangerous with code and hard codes it into it.
Yeah, I mean, the first iteration was rough. Second iteration was a little bit better. Now I have developers who can help. I have a partner who is helping me. And
right.
So yeah, I am just doing the front end stuff now some light JavaScript and some light PHP. But yeah, I'm. I would not consider myself a programmer, but I can get a prototype done.
Very good. Sure. Then coming back to the affiliate marketing, and I love the way that you like to be honest. I'm a very honest person. Do you think that I'm trying to phrase it so it doesn't sound like a silly question, but I've got a horrible feeling it's going to sound like a silly question. Do you think that it is difficult, you will get suboptimal results if you're sort of promoting something you just don't believe in? And the answer has got to be yes.
Yeah, no. I mean, obviously there's people who promote things just because there's a killer affiliate program and they make a ton of money from it. They don't actually believe in the product. I mean, that's business, right? I mean, a lot of businesses, I'm sure the CEO of, you know, REI or Whole Foods or, well, I guess Bezos in this case, like sells products that he doesn't believe in.
Mm.
But I think if you're writing content and you're trying to sell something, I mean, ultimately, as an affiliate marketer, that is what you're doing. You're writing content. In my case, I build authority sites is what people call them. I just call them websites, but people call them affiliate sites because I am teaching somebody how to take care of their pool the way that I've been taught my entire life, the way I've helped thousands, if not millions of pool owners now across the country help with their pool. And I'm like, look, I've used these tools before. I've used these chemicals before. I know this process works. And here's what I recommend specifically. And here's the reason I recommend it. So it's really just about being transparent into why. Now, it's okay if to like, you know, even if you don't use Bluehost, but you did use Bluehost, and maybe Bluehost is what they started on. So you could say, look, I don't use Bluehost anymore as a thing, as my hosting company. But when I first started my website, and if you're just getting started, I do recommend it. It's super inexpensive. You can get away with it. And that's that sort of language just immediately makes you trust somebody. And so I try to just practice that in all of my businesses because at the end of the day, I want to sleep. I can only sleep well if I feel like I'm doing something morally correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not just trying to make money.
Absolutely, yeah. Honesty counts. Counts big. Trust as well, I guess.
I mean, that's SEO in a nutshell.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You mentioned the Amazon affiliate
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called these days. Is it called the network or the...
It's called the Amazon Associates Program.
That's it, the Associates Program.
Yeah.
I used to use that, and I just... Because I'm not really an online, proper online marketer, but I just used it briefly. I can't even remember what I was promoting on it now, but that was a long time ago. I'm guessing it's gone through quite a few changes. It must have been 5 years ago, at least I was last using it. What sort of changes has it been through, and what sort of... What are the main mistakes you think people make when they're using it?
So one, people try to sell books. When you sell inexpensive products, you're not going to make a lot of money through it. And if you don't have a lot of traffic, you're dead in the water with that. You're talking about retail products. The good thing about Amazon compared to all the other ones is that everyone trusts Amazon. And when you buy something, they might put a TV in their shopping cart, and you get points for that as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, Amazon is a good trusted site for retail sales. The biggest problem, I guess, is that people don't sell high ticket enough products or don't diversify themselves with high ticket enough items. And they're not being transparent about when you click a link that they're actually going to be going to Amazon. You got to let people know where they're going and what they're about to do.
Yeah.
So that way they actually convert. The other thing is you need traffic. If you're gonna have a lot of affiliate links, but a lot of them are low value, not low value, but low priced.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna need a lot of traffic. If you're gonna selling books, you're making a couple cents on each book. You better have a lot of people clicking affiliate links to build that up.
Yeah.
If you're selling high priced items, like in my case, I recommend pool cleaners, which tend to be on a higher side, a couple hundred dollars here and there.
Yeah.
You know, you make a little bit more, but you got to sell a lot of them, so you need a lot of traffic. And people get discouraged with it because, yeah, they're not building traffic to their website to get enough clicks for it to be a meaningful amount. But the average for Amazon, if you can get 30,000 page views a month, which is a lot, then you can make $1,000 a month through Amazon. That number has been pretty consistent across the three sites that I've owned, and I've heard other people in the industry say that same number. And so the other part of it too is picking the right industry, because recently the biggest change that Amazon went through was they used to be on a variable fee structure where the more you sold as an affiliate, the higher your fee would go, the higher your commission rate would go.
Yeah,
is what I mean. So I was selling a lot, so my commission rate was all the way up to 8%. And then they decided to switch to a more fixed commission schedule and delegate that to different industries. So coffee, for example, now I think only maxes out at around 4%, whereas like pool and patio or backyard stuff maxes out at 8%. So I'm still getting the 8% on that site, but my other sites definitely suffered. And it just means that you either need to find another affiliate marketing company to go to or get more traffic or start diversifying your income, which is something you should be doing anyway. I mean, no one should rely 100% on affiliate marketing for their income. There should be diversification, and that goes for any type of investment.
Yeah. And talking of which, what sort of things should people look out for when they're sort of choosing an affiliate partner to go with?
Well, one, it should be really easy for you to add affiliate links. I mean, I think the worst affiliate site is the under-monetized one, right? It's like, yeah, just because, you know, you're signed up for a program, that's great, and maybe they pay well, you got to put links on your website. You got to promote. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, the thing that I've learned, especially about being an internet marketer, is, and I don't want to call myself an internet marketer, but people tend to throw that word at me. I create things on the internet to educate people. Mm. And sometimes I feel a little bit artistic and I feel like a sellout, and I don't want to, you know, put my own products for sale or pitch other people's products. I don't want to be a hard salesy type of person. I don't want to come off as a douche. Mm. So I tend to sort of shoot myself in the foot by not adding a ton of affiliate links. But the problem is like, it's not really about the amount, it's about how you do it. And if you can go about it honestly and morally, like, people want to be recommended things. Like, I want to go on a website and I want to look at, like, what's the best drill bit for my drill? Like, you better tell me what the best drill bit is, because I don't know and I need your help and I'm looking to you for answers.
Yeah.
And if you remember that, and if you are honestly trying to provide someone with value, meaning, you know, you're providing them with education and you're providing them a true recommendation that will literally help them, then that's okay. That's a hard sell. That's fine. I mean, that's totally, I want that from people. If I ask a question, which is going on to Google, asking a question, getting a website, tell me what to buy. That's it. Tell me what to buy and why.
Content marketing, I guess.
In a nutshell. But content marketing, I think, is tough, because when you say content marketing, that's assuming that there's a product and you're using content to drive traffic to your website. And that is, yes, content marketing.
Mm.
However, like, the way that I look at it is, my website is a giant textbook of information for free for everybody.
Mm.
And a lot of people turn to it for answers. Even pool companies, local pool companies across the United States, the UK, Australia, everywhere, Canada, they sometimes send their customers to my website when they can't help them, right? And I know this for a fact, because they tell me this stuff. I'm not pushing them to buy I have a premium version, which is basically just like my entire website boiled down into a video course and an ebook that you could take with you that can answer your question. There's so much extra stuff that I can add on top of it. But I think it's really just like, if you can provide somebody with all of the answers for the problems that they have, I mean, you're going to win. You're just going to win the internet or online business for sure. In that specific subject, you know, there's obviously other ones, but
yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Matt. How can our listeners find out more about you and your various online activities?
I say go to moneylab.co, check out the podcast. You could just, in your podcast app, just search Money Lab and you'll find me. It's an upside down picture of myself. And if you're into affiliate marketing, you want to get better at affiliate marketing, you want your affiliate links to convert better, I would check out getlasso.co. It's a WordPress plugin, a premium WordPress plugin that acts like a SaaS product. It's pretty awesome.
Fantastic. We'll make sure we put those links in the show notes. Thank you for listening, listeners. The show notes you will find at sitevisibility.co.uk/IMPodcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review. That would be great. Hopefully a good one. Questions and suggestions? The email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet @sitevisibility. We have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.